Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actor Lamorne Morris, one of the stars of the fall's biggest comedy hit, New Girl, on Fox. Stick around. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of adorkable jocks who would gladly share an apartment with Zooey Deschanel if today's guest gets tired of her. In the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hey, girl, what you doing? Hey, girl, where you going? Who's that girl? It's Jeff. Hi, Winston.
Hey. I apologize for what happened before. Not cool. Bad call. I've been talking to the guys about boundaries, so I totally get it.
Perfectly fine. No problem.
Do you have a tank top I could borrow? You look like you're about my size. It's just that I'm really low on clothes right now because I broke up with my boyfriend.
Okay.
I caught him cheating and I just grabbed whatever I could and...
Jess, you know what? I'll let you check my lost and found. It's where I keep all the stuff the girls leave behind in my room after we fornicate.
Lamorne Morris may just be the luckiest actor in Hollywood. When the studios were casting for pilots last spring, he was not among the actors chosen for Fox's New Girl, starring Zooey Deschanel. Then a funny thing happened to one of the guys who was, Damon Wayans Jr. His other show, Happy Endings, got picked up for a full season over on ABC after an abbreviated spring run. Lucky Damon, Happy Endings became a certifiable success this fall. But even luckier, Lamorne Morris, who stepped in as the third male roommate sharing quarters with adorable nerd Zooey Deschanel. Because New Girl is now the biggest breakout comedy of the season, and it only gets better week to week. Of course, you'd know that if you had seen the difference from episode 1, which introduced the situation to this comedy, and the Thanksgiving episode, which smoked it out of one apartment and into the next. Poor dead neighbor. But I digress. Anyway, Morris, whose previous credits include a run with the Upright Citizens Brigade, has a good story to tell. At least I hope he does. Lamorne Morris, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey, how are you?
Doing okay. Did I get the story of your emergence on New Girl even close to being right?
Kind of accurate. It was almost. Should I explain?
Yeah, please.
Well, during this pilot season, I guess you can say I was offered the role of coach. But hours prior to that, I was offered a role on CBS. So I had to turn down the role of coach. And in doing so, they then went and auditioned again, and then they got Damon.
Oh.
So I was in the mix initially for coach. It wasn't a formal offer, but it was, it was one of those things where it's like, hey, is he available? Is he free? We give him the role. You know what I mean? After auditioning a few times. And I couldn't do it. It was a little bit too late. But it is a funny thing how this world works. You know, everything comes full circle. I really wanted this job. I really identified with the show, and I loved all the characters on it. And it came back to me, I guess. You know, everything goes around in a complete circle, I guess.
It is amazing that all worked out. I gotta ask, because you brought it up, what was the CBS show?
The Assistants.
And that
it didn't get picked up. Yeah, it did not get picked up. It was Heather Locklear, T.J. Miller, David Henry, and myself.
Wow. So I mean, if I'm you and I'm thinking, okay, let's see, a sitcom with Heather Locklear or one with Zooey Deschanel. Well, everything Locklear has touched seems to turn to gold. So that would seem to have been a good way to go.
it was the hardest decision I'd ever had to make in life because, you know, one hand CBS was just making me a straight offer and the paperwork was there and everything was there. And Fox, it was, they wanted to make sure they had, all their I's dotted and T's crossed. And so when it came down to it, it was a little too late. So, here I am now.
And what were the emotions that are going through your mind? Because I don't know the exact timing, but, okay, so you're going to go with the Assistants, and then Damon takes New Girl, then Assistants doesn't get picked up, When assistance doesn't get picked up, are you thinking you're screwed out of both jobs at that point?
Assistance didn't get, here's the thing. Damon, and it's so funny how you explained it, because that was my biggest fear, but Happy Endings got picked up for season two before the assistants didn't get picked up. So Damon doesn't have the job anymore, so I know this show is available. So I'm thinking my show Assistants, either it goes, or if it doesn't go, then I have an opportunity to come in and audition again for New Girl.
Wow. So I'm thinking, you know, 5 or 6 seasons out, when New Girl is winding down, you're going to be sitting back going, man, I am one of the luckiest guys around, because that's just,
yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew? This is the crazy story. I would love to, honestly, write out some sort of story about it, because the amount of emotion that was going through me, literally, the day before, you know, the day I heard Damon, you know, got the role, because when I heard Damon got the role, I thought to myself, holy crap, he's hilarious. Like, that guy, I was like, yeah, this is going to be a great show, man, when I heard he got it. So, and I was ever so grateful that he, you know, was too talented that he had another show.
Now, was it at all weird when you did finally step in as Winston, or was everything pretty smooth because the pilot had been done earlier, I guess, than it had actually gone to series?
Yeah, the only weird thing about coming in as a different character and that whole dynamic was just, you know, a lot of people were going, where is Coach, you know, who is this other guy? So that was a weird dynamic because our characters are two completely different characters. My character is not him at all. His character is more of a, he was kind of out there. He was more of a, he was a bit aggressive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had some internal issues that he was working through. And my character is not like that at all. He doesn't really doesn't have anger issues the way that Coach did, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My character knows how to talk to women. His didn't. So, and I'm more of the straight guy. You know what I mean? So, and I think that's where it differed. And that was a little weird to adjust to at first with everyone going, "Where are all your jokes?" and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, I'm a straight guy, man. I'm the grounded one. I love being the straight guy. It was so hard to kind of live up to that Coach thing.
Now, one of the things I do not see—I did not see in your bio—is your ball skills. Now, you play a former point guard in the Latvian basketball league.
Right.
I assume at some point, or repeatedly over time, we'll have to see you with a ball in your hands. Can you live up to that part?
I can. You know what? I'm a really good basketball player, and I'm welcoming all challenges. If you want to challenge me in game 1-on-1, look me up on Twitter. I will beat you.
Really? Listen to this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really bad.
Yeah, you're just asking for trouble. You know that.
Yep.
Oh,
I know
God.
I am.
Wow. Well, but I'm guessing that success makes all this other stuff pale, whether it's the basketball skills or, you know, stepping in the second, you know, second episode. The success of the show, all that's going to be forgotten when you start back for the second season.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The success makes everything go away. You know, at the end of the day, I'm extremely happy with what I'm doing on the show. I'm extremely happy with the success of the show. And so there's like no complaints. You know, there's no real complaints. You know, it's a very beautiful thing. I'm in a great space right now, and I'm really appreciative of it.
So what's give us a little hint. What's ahead for Winston in the coming weeks? You know, what are his job and dating prospects, for example?
Well, you know, Winston's character starts dating a woman named Callie Hawk from Couple Retreat, Against the Greek, a bunch of other movies. But she plays my ex-girlfriend Shelby, who comes back into my life. And then we may start up a little romance, and I may have an obscure job that involves babysitting. It's
okay.
Weird. You have to see it. So I start an unusual job, and I'm starting to date Callie Hawk. So we'll see how that goes.
Nice, nice. And I imagine everyone wants to know what Zoe's like, so let me just ask, what is Zoe like to work with day to day?
Incredible. And it's like, you know, being our boss in sort of way, like, well, she is our boss. The type of ship that she runs is a very loose one, you know. It's very free, it's very loose, and she's just like one of us. She's extremely funny, but at the same time, she's a very professional actor. So it's kind of a great thing to wake up in the morning and go, okay, I got to go to set for 15 hours a day. Oh, who's your boss? Not only is she the most beautiful woman in the world, but she's the coolest woman in the world, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's what I get to go do every day. Great.
But now all the women who are going to hear this are going to want to know, she doesn't look that good first thing in the morning, right? When she shows up at the trailer, she looks like a 65-year-old, you know, 4'8" man, right?
When she shows up at the trailer, she's a dreaded black dude. Zoe, that's a lot of makeup you're using to turn into a beautiful white woman. She does, you know. It's so weird. I always tell, if I'm dating someone, I let them know that they look better without the makeup on, you know, and that's kind of how she is, you know.
That's funny. Well, listen, folks, you can see actor Lamorne Morris on the new hit sitcom New Girl every Tuesday at 9 p.m. on Fox. Now, you just told us you have, you're on Twitter. Are you on Facebook? Do you have a website? Any of that stuff?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Lamorne Morris.
Okay.
I'm also on Facebook, same thing, Lamorne Morris. And, just go ahead and follow me.
All right. Well, Lamorne Morris, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye. For more original interviews, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Another good idea, download our new free Mr. Media mobile app in the Android market. And you can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of the Internet. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line at 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show. And unless you live next door to Mr. Media, there may be a toll charge. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube and Vimeo video channels. Thanks so much for joining us today. I always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Hey, this is comedian Mark Maron, and I love Mr. Media Radio, even though he didn't let me go on as long as some other guests.
Hey, folks. You can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone, whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Mark Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.